Most Black Americans live in cities, but there's a rich history of rural African Americans around the country and here in Ohio. Kenyon College professor Rick Sheffield speaks about that at a Delaware event at the Barn at Stratford as part of Black History Month. He joins us now via Zoom. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
We know more about rural African American communities in the South. Just how prevalent were they or are they here in Ohio?
You'll find Black communities that existed throughout the state, probably in numbers that range from a handful, a dozen or fewer, to, as was the case in Knox County, Ohio, as many as 450.
450 people in a community of how many?
Well, the county itself was probably at about 40,000.
Can you give us some more examples of where these communities are in Ohio?
Sure. They're spread throughout the state in every region of the communities. You'll find them in Oberlin. You'll find them in Gallup Police. You'll find them in even actually Delaware until Delaware began to expand so much out of Columbus. Find them in Muskingum County, the Zanesville area, Guernsey County, Cambridge.
You've written that many rural areas in Ohio have long-established Black communities that are often invisible to the larger white communities in which they reside. Explain that.
Sure. Invisibility is usually the consequence of having relatively small numbers. If you have a community that is predominantly white and rural, and you only have a handful of people of color, oftentimes people will be asked, do you have any Latinos, do you have any African-Americans? And it's not unusual for people on a given day to not really see members of those minority communities.
So do they ever intersect then? And how often and where?
They've always intersected. In most rural communities, because of the small numbers, there would not be separate schoolhouses built as had been the case in urban areas. There would not be separate employment concerns so that it would be a predominantly Black or minority engagement. So yes, intersection was the norm.
Tell me about the contributions of these communities.
Well, they range from the types of things that small town folks have always done, farming and service. Frequently, many of the early migrants came in the service of white people. They were servants and drivers and laborers of a variety of sorts. They began to move into commerce and became members of the Chamber of Commerce by having their own stores or cleaning businesses or barbershops.
Were there some certain challenges for these communities of African Americans living in mostly white areas, and what were they?
Well, sadly, the challenges have always centered around racism, and that's sort of a legacy of the slavery heritage that American society has. And slavery, of course, is resulted in a sense of racial superiority and racial inferiority.
Why is this so important to talk about today?
Well, we talk a great deal in American society today about inclusivity, the whole notion that diversity should also include the opportunity to include people and make them give them the opportunity to feel connection to their community.
What's changed about these rural communities through the centuries?
Well, one of the major changes is greater influence by people who previously lived in urban areas. And as a consequence, there's some concern among small town country folk about a city vibe coming out to the country.
What do you mean by that?
Here's a really good example. I'll try to do it very quickly for you. Small town folks who go to the city are frequently told that they're too friendly, that they tend to say hello to everybody. And in rural America, we tend to recognize the humanity of all persons that we pass. So you're constantly saying hi to people, even if you don't know them. City people will come out to the country, and because they have been in many ways socialized, or they've come to adopt habits that say, don't engage strangers because it could be dangerous, they tend to be viewed as less friendly.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Kenyon College professor Rick Sheffield about the hidden African-American communities in rural parts of Ohio. He will speak at an event February 19th in Delaware at the Barn at Stratford. Thanks again.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.